Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
3-2. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Cut fastball. 12 strikeouts for Crochet in his last inning of work. He strikes out the side. Oink, oink.
0-2. Aroldis is ready. He throws.
Swing and a miss. He got him. Ball game over. The Red Sox win 2-3 in Atlanta. Garrett Crochet, the definition of an ace, and a breakout weekend for Trevor Story. The Red Sox beat the Braves 3-1. All around great team win here today. Oink, oink!
Final hour, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Can I get that one more time, Nick? I think the more I hear it, the more I like it. I think it's growing.
Oink, oink!
I think it's growing on me, Keefe.
It is exactly like what it sounds like. These huge, very destructive feral pigs that have been bred in Canada.
Oink, oink!
A super pig is a hybrid between a European wild boar and a domestic pig.
Oink, oink!
Who was the guy who told the weather on, like, pig bladders? You got that?
Yeah, that was pig spleen.
Oh, he takes spleen. The spleens and spreads their fat to get an average 6-month temperature and precipitation forecast.
Yeah, that was
oink,
pig spleen.
Oink!
That's right. Now, for us, he's a hoss, but Lou Merlone has, since day one, called him a pig. He's filthy. He's dirty out there.
Yeah, that's our terminology.
Rolling around the stink.
Yeah, but Lou got out in front of this and really, really set the dialogue on
it. So he's his pig?
Yeah. Either way, it's a compliment.
Oink, oink!
Or as they say in Snatch, be very weary of anybody who has a pig farm.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know what they're doing with that.
Bodies disappear.
Feeding bodies.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
They'll eat right through the clothes.
Oh, yeah?
I think that's what they said, right?
Well, it's been a while since I've seen that film.
One of my favorites.
Guy Ritchie rewatch.
We should do a Guy Ritchie marathon.
What was the other
show?
One? There's Snatch and
Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking
Thank
Barrels.
Thank you. That was a good one, too.
It was great.
Yeah. Hey, a rewatch.
Up and down since then.
Yeah, what's
he
done
just
since
did
then?
This Fountain of Youth movie that Nick just watched.
Not great.
I also watched it.
I couldn't believe it was Guy Ritchie.
It's terrible.
Ponce
John
de Leon.
Krasinski.
Ponce de Leon?
I don't know if they get into that.
Ponce de Leon?
Ponce de Leon.
That's Fountain of Youth, isn't it?
Maybe it is.
Okay.
This movie was trash, though. It was awful.
Okay.
Guy Ritchie also did...
Did he date Madonna?
He did.
Maybe
he made a movie with her.
Oh.
Which was like
A League of Their Own.
A
I loved it. A League of Their Own was great.
Somebody
I loved
else
A League of Their
Own.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Madonna was also with Warren Beatty
at one point.
Dennis Rodman? Jose Canseco.
Keith. A-Rod.
Yeah,
Keith. A-Rod.
Oh, great one.
A-Rod.
Yeah, Keith and his dating knowledge really is off
West.
The charts.
Yeah, yep.
It's top notch. So anyways, Garrett Crochet.
Garrett Crochet pitched one of his best games ever. I mean, he was awesome yesterday.
Highest pitch count of his career, which again, thank God they got him out after those 85, so they could really lean on him.
Yeah, you never know when they're
going to last two starts.
But they did it.
So I'd imagine, and I forget who said this earlier, you, Nick, Billy, but get ready for his next start to be 70 pitches based on going 108 and 112 his last two off the
top
of
my head. Or he's just
going
to be like looking over his shoulder.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that it would be.
But he's been unreal. And the fact that they paid him, you said this right after his first or second start, Keith. You said this very early on with Crochet. The fact they paid him, I think, frees them up to, in most of his starts, not everyone. The Mets one was annoying where they took him out after 85. But I do think it's mostly freed them up to lean on him. And, yeah. I mean, look, he's been worth every penny. I'm happy they got to him. I thought they got a great deal when they signed him. I was surprised he settled for the deal they offered, but good for them. This is working out well.
And he has thrown a lot of innings, right? So it's not like all season long they've managed him like they did in that game against the Mets that they lost. Right, it was just frustrating because of the situation at that time. Mm-hmm. Like for the most part, he has gone out there, and when he's been able to go seven, he's gone seven. I mean, he went eight in his second start, so he's thrown the innings. Now he has not yet had three straight starts of 100 pitches. So next week, you're right. There's no chance he throws 100 pitches. Or at least it would be different.
don't even have him go. Just skip him.
Just wait his turn.
Yeah.
I mean, they're really like. They're 3 games under 500 on the season. I think they're 1 game over 500 when he starts. Mm-hmm. He himself is 5-4, but I'm just saying when he takes the ball, the team is like 1 game over 500. So it's not even this big advantage for a guy who has a sub-2 ERA.
Does he have any culpability in that? Because mostly I would say he's pitched great this year, but you also got to pitch to the score, right? They don't seem to score often, even yesterday, in his starts. So you do have to pitch to the game. He's 1 game over 500 by record, and they're 1 game over 500 in his starts. Is he culpable for any of that?
I mean, he had a couple of games where he didn't deserve to win. One more so than really the game we went to, which is a day game against the Seattle Mariners.
That's tough because you're facing the Big Dumper.
Dude, Big Dumper? You see what he's up to now?
You know what?
Big Dumper is going to break
Barry Bonds.
He's on
pace for 65.
It's June.
Page for 65.
We got to update the dong standard.
All right, let's do that in the grab bag.
Let's do it. I was going to say do it tomorrow, but let's do it in the grab bag.
Great. Okay. That's a quick click.
Okay, fine. Good call.
The Big Dumper is out of his mind.
Yeah, he's been good.
Is he the MVP of the league?
He should have gone first overall. What about Terp made $10.
$20? $20? The guy sent him $20. Terp to Kyle Tucker.
He was paid to take the leader in home runs in a dong draft.
Unbelievable.
That's good business right
here. Are the runs scored for Garrett Crochet in his starts. Mm-hmm. 5-3-1. 3-4 in extra innings. 3-10. Big number.
Should win that one. He did. That was the KC one, right?
4. Yeah. 10. Okay. They twice scored 10. And then 2-1-2-3.
Yeah, so they're really not scoring for him of late.
I mean, lately it's been real bad.
I don't want to let him off the hook. They should be better in his starts. I don't want to let him off the hook, but I feel like largely that has not been his fault. And he's been awesome. He's been worth every penny. Now, that's the nice thing to say about the Reds. Oh, and we should give your guy Trevor Story his due.
Guy's hitting the cover off it right now.
It's not predictive of anything.
Do you expect that to end tonight at the end of the week?
I mean, yes, I expect it. I kind of feel like I screwed it up by betting on his under hits the other day.
That may have sparked him.
I think it might have.
As soon as we had
that conversation. The whole show bet on it?
The whole show bet on no hits.
And he had none through the first 9 innings, but it went to extras and he got a hit off a junk ball lefty.
Yeah.
And then since then, the guy's just been locked in.
Well, listen, if we motivated him in any way, I guess, great.
Yeah.
But it's either one or two things. Either he had a hot series or he's going to have a hot week. I wouldn't expect a single thing after that.
I don't think it's predictive of anything, but he did, to his credit, he did hit over the
weekend. He drove in all the runs.
When they needed it in a couple of these games.
They didn't score any runs in this series.
He mostly hasn't been there when they've needed him this year, but in these two Atlanta wins, he was there when they needed him.
Corey even kind of called him out yesterday. Not him. Corey called out the offense a little bit yesterday. Being like, hey, we scored 3 runs. That's great. But he's like, a lot of the at-bats there in the middle weren't very good. So he's sort of getting upset with his team, at least a little, as much as Cora can.
Yeah. I mean, he's not very invested in the team, nor does he seem to pay much attention, but that's as upset as he's going to get. So I still feel like it was a losing weekend for the Red Sox, though. And there's a variety of things to get to. Updates on Rafael Devers not playing the field. Christian Campbell, we had a Gerard Mayo-esque situation where he was going to play first base and then didn't. And we have Roman Anthony still in AAA. Where do you want to start, Keith?
Let's start with Roman Anthony. To me, that's the thing that I'm, at this point, the most interested and kind of obsessed with.
This team called up an outfielder. Yeah. What's his name again?
Nate Eaton.
Nate Eaton, a former big leaguer.
Not Adam Eaton.
Very accomplished big leaguer. Not Mark Eaton, as you said earlier today. No.
Sadly not.
Not Eaton Vance. And so I can't believe they're really toying with us this much. And calling up a kid like this. Meanwhile, the Royals just called up their top kid.
Yep.
Jack Caglione, whatever his name is. I don't pretend to know what it is.
Yep.
The other prospect that they called up. The other top prospect in baseball that had been stashed in AAA. And people were wondering, are they manipulating service time? Are they trying to prevent him from winning Rookie of the Year, finishing second in Rookie of the Year? to accrue a year towards free agency and ultimately getting a bigger contract somewhere down the line.
Yeah, he's 10th on at least the MLB list, where Roman Anthony's 1.
So the Royals are calling their guy up. You still haven't called your guy up. You're calling up who again?
Nate Eaton.
So you can the bus from Worcester to Boston is working. Like obviously
the phones work. You're able to communicate with the team down there,
and that's what you're doing.
It was tough getting a Logan over the weekend, though.
That's true.
Yeah, no,
especially from Worcester.
Fair. But it's extra frustrating.
We've offered to drive him.
Well,
many others have offered to drive him
until something happens, Keith.
We might have to drive him.
We've been letting the Red Sox know.
Yeah,
that. You,
we want a City Connect jersey.
We've been letting them.
Starters.
Oh yeah, how'd we do on that?
Me and Terp are going to check next.
Okay,
next
good.
Break.
Yeah, please do. So, did we check at the hotel in Newport? Maybe they sent it there.
Oh, I got to drive back.
I'm sorry, Middletown.
The Hojos.
Yeah. We didn't check there. So, Red Sox, if you sent it there, we're going to need it forwarded to us.
Yep.
But, yeah, no, we might have to take matters into our own hands on Wednesday. There's a Worcester day game on Wednesday. I think we should go get him.
All right.
I think we should go get him and bring him here.
I have no problem with that. I got to clear out the back seat.
Offer him a free ride back.
I have 2 car seats back there and, like, a ton of junk.
You're not going to let him ride shoddy?
No, you can ride shoddy.
We'll go one car.
Yeah.
Okay, let's all go one car. Good call.
We can share stories with Roman Anthony, get to know Roman Anthony a little bit better.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah.
Roman Anthony, you can have shoddy. I'll sit in the back.
This guy we're going to take.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Play I Spy with my eye. Things like that.
The license plate game.
Yeah, license plate game. Punch buggy.
That's pretty good. Like all kinds of great games.
Hopefully Roman Anthony
person plays your thing.
Yeah, hopefully he doesn't see any punch buggies, because that would be...
Oh, God.
I don't need a dead arm.
Nope.
For God's sakes.
Put him on the IL.
Kind of. You ever play that game on the radio where you kind of scan through and you got to guess the song?
No, I put it on WEEI and I ripped the knob off.
I
don't play that game.
Roman, that's WEEI is what you're listening to.
Hey, smack it.
Still WEEI.
Listen to this. Thank you very much.
Okay, so we may have to take matters into our own hands. Craig Breslow, by the way, didn't make it sound like any changes are coming.
Great.
This was Breslow, who I just find noteworthy in and of itself, was in Atlanta over the weekend, giving votes of confidence to his manager, which we'll get to, but he also said this.
I try to be rooted in doing what's best for the team in every decision that I make, whether that is a personnel decision, a transaction, a conversation, and that's what will continue to guide us. And so if we get to a place where we feel like shaking something up is the right thing for the team, obviously I need to be prepared to do that.
How are you?
But also
there?
I'm not one to kind of scapegoat any individual. We've got 26 guys, we've got a coaching staff that all care deeply about turning this around and making sure we're winning games, and my job is to help support that and push that in any way that I can.
Okay. Meanwhile, and again, how are you not at that point yet? This is mind-boggling to me. But in a related story, he's talking about roster shakeups, and then we get the leak today to The Athletic out in San Diego. Is it Dennis Lynn? Covers the Padres, says that the Padres are interested in Jaren Duran.
Yeah, I mean, I get why the Padres would be interested in Jaren Duran. I hope the Red Sox aren't interested in trading him away. Not having the season that he was a year ago, still a good, useful player, and somebody you have under team control for 3 more years at really cheap dollars. So even if you can't come to a long-term agreement, you got him for cheap. He's your leadoff hitter. He can play center. He can play left. I hope they don't trade him. But who knows? Maybe this is how it starts. Maybe the Padres have interest. Maybe another team is like, oh, wait a minute. Like, if you guys are going to move him, and then maybe you see what the return would be. I'm not saying he's untradeable. I just feel like a swap for one of the starting pitchers with San Diego or something like that, I would not be interested in.
So I'm not specifically interested in moving him to San Diego. I would be open to move. Not that I'm itching to do it, but you tell me I'm getting a stud pitcher, and now I can call up Anthony, and it's Anthony, Rafaela, and Abreu. Campbell even mixes in the outfield because God knows he's never going to play first base. And Duran gets me a stud pitcher, and that balances my team a little better. I would be open to that personally. I don't know that San Diego's the answer. Darvish is hurt. Cease has been bad. Michael King just got hurt. I don't want Pivetta back, for God's sakes. So I don't really know that I want any of those guys. And The Athletic seems to suggest that top catching prospect Ethan Salas might get it done. I don't want prospects for him either, for a guy who's under team control and I think has underachieved to this point but seems to be heating up, and a player I like a lot, and as a side note, is one of the only exciting players on this roster to actually watch. Like, when he's stealing home and taking extra bases and some of the catches he makes in the outfield, he's an exciting player to watch, which I think the Red Sox could also use.
Yeah, for sure.
Mixed in with those Breslow comments, which doesn't make it seem like any changes are happening, so we may have to take matters into our own hands. He also gave Cora the dreaded vote of confidence this weekend in Atlanta on the trip, which, again, is noteworthy. He said, I have, or we have, a lot of confidence in Alex's ability to lead this group. That doesn't mean we don't have conversations every day about what he might be missing or what more we can do, but we obviously made a commitment to Alex. We're going to see that through. Right now, it's about making sure we're doing everything we can to enable our 26 guys, blah, 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 blah.
I was like, we made a commitment to Alex. It's like, well,
yeah.
I mean, you're technically like his boss, but John, I don't think you made a commitment to him.
John Henry ignored you saying you want to move on from him, paid him, and you went along with it.
Right.
That's what happened.
It's not even really his guy.
Right. It's like Elliot Wolf being like, we wanted Will Campbell.
Yeah. I feel like I need the vote of confidence. I mean, how often does a vote of confidence really end up being a good thing? It's sort of like, all right, how long is this going to... doesn't mean tomorrow he's gone or even next month he's gone, but it just sort of speaks to like where they're at, which is no surprise to anybody if you're following this team. They're 3 games under .500. There's been plenty of times where we've questioned Alex Cora's decisions. Flip side of that, there's plenty of decisions that aren't even made by Alex Cora that have been bad. So it's like, well, how can you talk him up if he doesn't even make all the decisions? So it's just been a real mess of a year, and Cora's at the center of it.
That's fair. We also had reporting from Mass Live over the weekend. Says, barring a change as the season goes on, Boston's decision makers do not expect Rafael Devers to pick up a glove in 2025. Though manager Alex Cora publicly left the door open for Devers to eventually start getting reps at first this summer, privately, team officials remain very pessimistic about the chances of Devers taking the field at either corner. This week, one official expressed with some certitude that the experiment would not be happening. Unlike Campbell, who we'll get to, Devers hasn't taken a single rep at first base during pregame work this year, and in recent weeks he hasn't been seen taking grounders at third either, which he was originally doing earlier this season. The story then goes on to excuse away Breslow talking directly to Devers. That was actually a plan for the Red Sox, so Breslow could go talk to him and Cora could smooth anything over so they wouldn't disrupt their relationship. I find that to be nonsense, but more what we expected, Keith. Devers won't be picking up
Devers isn't playing either hot corner this year. That's what I think is very clear at this point. I mean, his owner flew all the way out to Kansas City to try to get him to play first base, and he didn't bite. I don't know if they're playing chicken or whatever you want to call it, but the conversation where I guess... what do you refer to it? I think Breslow said it was productive or whatever.
Yeah, productive conversation, something like
something
that.
Something along those lines. You're like, okay, so he just probably screamed at him for a while and then ended up getting his way.
Yeah.
And he is hitting, so he at least has that to fall back on, but he's not a team player at all. He's not playing first. He's not playing third. And it hasn't happened yet. So you know your first baseman isn't returning all year. So that's going to be an issue for the whole season. Your third baseman, fingers crossed, does return at some point. But the longer you go without him playing at third base, it's almost like, well, what's even the point? Yeah, we'll get you ready in 2 months, and then here comes Bregman back anyway. Like, he's not playing. He might not even own a glove at this point.
No.
He's just a hitter. That's it.
Yeah, it's so unfortunate that the reports, and these were very firm reporting, that he was at a Dick's Sporting Goods purchasing a first base glove. That turned out to be...
maybe so he could burn it.
Yeah.
In a Yankees hat.
In a
Yankee cap.
Also in a Yankees hat, so no one knew who he was.
He is very disappointing. That is it.
Are you bothered at all that Campbell didn't play first this
weekend? Yeah, I wanted to see it. That was my plan all along when Casas first went down. My plan was Yoshida, and then I was told he's way too short, and I was like, you're right. Then I pivoted off of that and went to Christian Campbell, who doesn't really seem to have a position in the field. So they're already jerking him around. If he was only a second baseman all year, I'd be less open to this idea, but they're already putting him in the outfield. They're moving him around a bunch. Try him over at first base. He could be there every day for the rest of the year. And was it 2 weeks ago? Cora was like, oh, on a scale of 1 to 10, he's like a 2.5 as far as how ready he is. And you're like, all right, that's not great.
Then he told Afternoons he's making massive progress.
Right. And then he told everybody.
We expect to see him in a game on Sunday.
Probably going to play in a game this weekend, probably Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Don't see him. We saw him, but he's playing second base again.
Yep. You got to get Abraham Toro in there.
Who is
to his credit, hitting a little bit.
Yeah, I guess.
But you didn't need to tell us that was the plan, that he was going to play a game on Sunday in the field. It was Mayo-esque is what it was.
Frustrating. I wanted to see it because now he's not exactly hitting the cover off it, but he at least has a lot of potential. And so what other kind of lineups could you have with Campbell at first base? Now, I guess with Bregman being
David
down.
Hamilton at second.
Well, I was going to say, it's less appealing. Like when this first got brought up, Meyer wasn't with the club yet. Meyer wasn't playing third base every day. So there was a little bit more beneficial maybe to the whole lineup. Now it is less so beneficial.
Yeah, no, that's true. It's just amazing that they have to play or talk about, because they haven't done it yet, But talk about playing Christian Campbell at first base and putting something else on his plate because Devers won't move there. I mean, they got to find a spot for Roman Anthony. DH isn't an option because Devers won't move off of it, so they may have to trade Duran on top of it. It's like it just keeps getting worse and worse, where all Devers had to do was pick up a glove. And, oh, by the way, he never wanted to go to DH in the first place. He stormed out of camp back in February and didn't want to go to DH way back when, and he was wrong. So he's probably wrong again, by the way. He was wrong the first time. I think people glaze over that. He was wrong the first time. He's probably wrong again. And it's getting to the point where you're screwing with prospects and maybe have to trade a guy who got MVP votes a year ago just to make your lineup work because this guy won't move. Like, that's annoying.
Tough go.
That is annoying. So you can win 2 out of 3 over the weekend. It still kind of feels like a loss. 617-779-7937. Hopefully we get some updates from OTAs as the Patriots are wrapping things up in Foxborough. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. They'll be all over it today at 2 o'clock. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. We'll get you the clip du jour. And it's time for Grab Bag.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your grab bag. I know not everybody has got a grab bag like me.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
It certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. All the stories you couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program. The NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Final are set. We did discuss those earlier, but the betting opportunities for the series. So the Edmonton Oilers are the favorite. They are -135, according to Sportsbook Rhode Island, and the Florida Panthers, +110.
Buying opportunity?
Sucker's bet.
You think so?
No, I think, again, in something like this where it is close, I would go with
you want the plus money?
I'd go with the juice.
I read my guy John Ewing over at BetMGM says the sports books are way overexposed on Edmonton. They're all rooting for Florida. That's usually a good sign for the other team. So, yeah if I was going to bet it, I would bet Florida for the series.
NBA Finals, Oklahoma
City. That's not my rooting interest, by the way. That's what I would bet. Yeah.
Oklahoma City Thunder, -675. The Indiana Pacers are +490. Now,
buying opportunity?
Well, sucker's bet. The Celtics were -800 against the Knicks.
Yep.
So the Celtics were heavier favorites against the Knicks than the Thunder are against the Pacers. But, I think right now it's +200 for a 5-game series. So if you want to do it that way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Does Indiana peel a game off +200?
Yeah.
That sounds right. Because I think right now, I don't know if we officially said this before, OKC I think is going to mop the floor with them. I've been wrong a bunch, so you don't need to listen to me, but it's just what I think. But I would probably say OKC in 5. That's probably what I would say.
Yeah, so that's plus 200.
That needs to be exactly a 5-game series?
Total number of games.
Oh, that's a little scarier, I see.
Yeah, but,
got it.
Yeah.
Not at least 5, exactly 5.
I don't see where you can bet 4, but 5 is +200, 6 games is +270. Oh, I'm sorry. Sweep would be +310, and then a 7-game series would be +330.
So just bet them all.
Something to think about.
Just bet every single one. That works. Okay, good.
All right. Now listen. You may have killed her when you shoved all those dollar bills down her throat. You may have killed her when you hit her with the stool. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But I'll tell you what didn't kill her.
Grab bag.
You have our support, Griffin.
The Madden cover was released today.
Oh,
Madden 26. The game will be coming out, a couple of months from now. Saquon Barkley jumping over a guy, too. That sick jump cut that he had.
Yeah, like a reverse.
Paul Brown.
Yeah, the reverse Paul Brown is what he did. Yeah. That's a good cover.
It was pretty great.
That make you feel nervous at all about
Barkley? No, I think
Barkley?
That used to be a real thing. I think that has kind of gone away. I think there are enough examples. Brady might have even been an example. I think Mahomes is an example. There have been guys that have had great seasons, healthy seasons, even Super Bowl or MVP seasons after being on the Madden cover.
So
early on, that was a thing.
So what you're saying is this might actually be a buying opportunity. Like if you're in a keeper league, you go to the Barkley owner and you go, oh, man, I feel bad for you, dude.
Yeah.
I saw Barkley's on the cover. You better get out now. Just trade him to me. Like that, you're saying that's what you should do.
No,
that's the play.
The thing that would piss me off about Barkley's value is if they don't outlaw the tush push, which it doesn't seem like they're going to, Hurts is still going to have like a dozen touchdowns.
True.
So that kind of hurts more than anything else.
It's a good point.
But no.
It's Grab Bag on Jones and Keefe.
How about this?
I can't hear that song without thinking of Steve Carell in the 40-year-old version.
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
That's the Korn version right there.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah, that's Korn.
Oh.
That's Korn doing
about
Board
that?
Up. Not Cameo. Korn.
Nice.
That's our band here. That's the official house band of the Jones and Keefe.
Yeah, right. It would be our roots or whatever. Yeah. Nice.
How about this? The Colorado Rockies, I don't know if you've been keeping up with their season. They lost to the Mets on Sunday. They are now 9-50.
Oof.
It's the worst record through 59 games of any major league team in the modern era, which, of course, began in 1901. They've been swept 10 times in 20 series.
Wow.
So half their series,
The Red Sox have famously swept no one this year.
Right.
So that's crazy.
They have yet to win 10 games. They have become the third fastest team in MLB history to 50 losses. So they, of course, 50 losses in 59 games. Mm. The other two teams to do it?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to hear. Good.
The Kansas City Unions in 1884.
1884?
You got it.
Wow.
Prior to that, the Cincinnati Red Stockings.
Stockings.
At 57 games in the year 1876.
Yeah, so I was looking at this morning. Wow. I don't think Colorado Reconstruction was a state.
As it happens, it's Reconstruction America.
Wow. It was like Alexander Graham Bell and Colorado was becoming the 38th state.
That's amazing. Yeah. We're all like, the White Sox year ago are the worst team you're ever going to see. No. Just wait 1 year. There's worse.
That's a great way of looking at it. How many teams were in the league? How many states? How many states were there in the country?
How many states were? The phone wasn't invented. Yeah, there weren't telephones.
How'd you call the scores there?
The place where the Rockies play wasn't a thing yet.
How official are these stats? Yeah. How the hell would they know?
That's a great point.
We should
call that into question. Look into this a little That's a good bit point. More. I'm not even buying those things.
Are you guys sure about this?
Wow.
There goes my grab bag. Watch it as it grabs.
We mentioned that the Kansas City Royals are calling up their top prospect. The Red Sox are not calling up their top prospect.
Not the Kansas City Union, the Kansas City Royals.
Kansas City Royals, yes, the modern-day Royals. Yes. Jack Caglione?
I said Caglione earlier, but I was really not confident.
All I do know this.
Yeah.
Because it's an honor to get called up to the major league level,
mm-hmm.
combined with the fact that he's 6'5", 250, makes him an early Hoss of the Week candidate. Nominee. 6'5", 250?
That's a Hoss.
That guy gets a hold of one?
We should keep it open for when we drive Roman Anthony to Boston on Wednesday to reward him. Yeah.
It could but let's
get,
be him.
Let's get another nominee in there. Yeah, okay.
Grab bag.
Austin Ainge has left the Celtics to join his dad in the Utah Jazz.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's gone.
What?
You pissed?
What do you think? Is this the beginning of Bill Chisholm breaking up the Celtics?
It's possible.
Saving money on Austin Ainge?
It's possible.
Oh, boy.
Grab bag.
Northeastern. Sadly eliminated from the College Baseball World Series. They had a hell of a season. Congratulations. They were a top 20 team and bounced by, was it Mississippi State?
Yeah.
3-2 was their final.
I've never really understood the format of that tournament.
It's wild.
They beat like.
They go like regions. They won a couple of games, right?
I think they, if I'm not mistaken, I did not watch
very
close. They won
one, lost two.
But I think they lost to Mississippi State both times, I think. But they beat Bethune-Cookman in the middle.
Take that, Bethune-Cookman.
I think is what happened. Because you're like, wow, Northeastern's in the. What do they even call it now? The College
Baseball
World Series? Is that what they call
it? Yeah, I think so.
But then you're like, oh, Bethune-Cookman's there too. I feel less good about it. But RIP Huskies.
Grab bag.
Detroit Lions All-Pro center Frank Ragnow.
I saw this.
Is retired.
Man.
28 years young.
Yeah, I think it had been a story in Detroit that he was skipping OTAs.
Now,
I don't know what he was doing on boats. I don't know if there was any correlation there. But, yeah, it turns out he's retiring.
Retiring from the game. Lions?
Yeah.
I don't know what their over-under is.
You're taking the under?
Yeah.
Okay.
They lost both coordinators. They lost Big Frank Ragnow.
You're saying it's a buying opportunity. There's been a lot of buying opportunities.
Well, let's see what it is. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think this could be
high.
A year. It's going to be super high.
Yeah.
I would take the under without knowing what the number is, which is always a risky bet.
All right, I'm scrolling.
I would feel like the under is the way to go.
Okay.
But let me know. I mean, if it's a crazy number, then maybe not.
I'll let you know.
All right. Let's see. Take a look at the box office, Jones. Okay. Lilo and Stitch, the live-action Lilo and Stitch, which has certainly got mixed reviews. Still getting a lot of people to see it. $63 million over the weekend, up to $280
million
domestically. Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, made $27 million. Karate Kid Legends, in its first week, made $21 million, good for third place. Final Destination Bloodlines, $11 million, that was fourth. And then the horror movie Bring Her Back, directed by the two guys that did Talk to Me, which is a really good scary movie out of Australia. That was fifth with 7.1 million.
So, that Karate Kid movie? What's the possible budget on that? Like, they must already be making money hand over fist on that thing. 21 million already?
Yeah, I don't
know. What's the overhead on something like that? It can't be much.
I don't know. They got to...
Who's in that?
They got to pay for Jackie Chan.
Macchio and Jackie Chan, right? That's who's in that.
That's total budget right there.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, you're right. That's a bigger budget than I thought.
And the cost of traveling. Like, if they actually went over to Japan to film it, that's going to cost a pretty penny.
Budget, $45
million. Oh.
Yeah. Okay. They'll get there, though. That's just U.S. dollars those times.
Okay.
U.S. American
Gotta
dollars.
Gotta be doing better internationally, yeah.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
I'm a genie in a
Grammy.
Baby, come on and let me out.
Whoa, is Aaron Rodgers still a free agent?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think so.
Yeah, no, he is. Yeah.
I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that
grab bag.
I don't like that one.
Yeah, I don't
think we're playing that.
Dump that.
Best baseball performers from last night. No NBA games, Jones, so I'm going to skip that one. Best baseball performers from last night. Was it Josh Smith? 3-for-5, a home run, 4 RBI, and 1 steal. Was it Pete Crow Armstrong?
Oh, he's having a year.
3-for-4, an RBI, 3 runs scored, and 2 steals.
Hell yeah.
Was it Xavier Edwards? 5-for-5 with 1 RBI and 1 run scored. Was it Chris Paddock? 8 innings. 1 earned run, 10 Ks.
I like that.
Or was it Garrett Crochet, 7 innings, 1 earned run, 12 Ks?
Let's give it to Oink Oink there. Let's give it to
possible
big
nominee?
Yeah.
Oink!
Let's give it to Crochet. Right.
Did you guys hear
It's
story?
Time for...
All right, Bill.
Yes, nope, what? Nope, sorry. No, no. Pete Crow Armstrong. Have you heard about that guy?
Yeah. Well, I know he's having a monster year. What?
Who
heard
his
what
is?
Specific? No.
His mother is the mother from Little Big League.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my God.
You know his kid who's...
You know
who
his dad
team.
Is?
Mr. Armstrong.
Stretch.
The Crow.
Yeah.
A little fun fact the internet told
wow.
me.
Wow.
Yeah. How about that? You know what fun fact I stumbled into the other day? Not to one-up your fun fact,
yeah,
though,
no
but
worries.
It's a after all, it's a top
how dare you?
So we were talking about George Wendt, how he sadly passed away.
Yeah.
Do you know who George Wendt's nephew is?
Yes.
You do?
You saw this?
I do.
Did you know this before?
I knew it before because I heard him talk about it on an interview a few months back.
Who?
Jason Sudeikis.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
Blew my mind. So that Sudeikis was at some event in Kansas City with some other Missourians, and they were he was talking about his uncle.
I was like, really?
Uncle Norm. Uncle Norm.
Wow, I did not know that.
Okay.
Huh.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, Sox taking on the Angels tonight. So we have a former Angel who also pitched for the Twins, Royals, Braves, and White Sox.
Twins, Royals, Braves, White Sox. Okay.
And Angels,
I'm sorry.
16-year Major League career. 2-time All-Star.
Ooh.
Brendan Donnelly.
Wow!
Nope.
Oh.
Save that. Wow.
Sorry.
Jones not good at poker.
No. Oh, God. I'm the worst at poker.
Six slightest little tell.
Pocket aces.
Yeah. This is good for me.
He's the slightest little tell. He's like, oh, yeah.
He leans over to that button all the time. It's very tricky.
I want to make sure I have it in a timely fashion.
It's not Jared Weaver, but I want to guess Jared Weaver.
It's not Jared Weaver.
Irvin Santana.
He got it.
The Red Sox
win. Nice. Irvin Santana, kind of an up and down career. He finished sixth in the Cy Young in 08.
Uh-huh.
Never received another vote until 2017, where he came in seventh. Absolutely wild.
He's
4.11 career ERA.
A lot of shares of Irvin Santana over the. That guy was typically on waivers. Somebody goes on the DL, IL. That's
well,
a guy
made
to go
30
back
starts a year.
Yeah. Ready? I'm pretty sure I beat the text and Twitch to it.
All right, brag.
But I do. Thank you. But I do. The text line was in there early, knowing with Angels. You want to see some of the early guesses before you even gave any hints, Keith? Jorge Fabregas?
It wasn't Jorge.
Scott Schoenweiss?
Good one.
And Scott Spezio.
Oh, Scott. Scott there.
Yeah, he's got it all covered there.
Yeah.
A lot of good.
Scott Pitsednik. I think we've had.
Was he an Angel, though?
Yeah. Come on. Oh, no, true.
Yeah, it's true.
Maybe.
He
might for a few teams.
Nah, he might have been. So there you go. Random ball player every day in the grab bag.
Very here good
on Jones and Keith. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. We'll have all the latest from Patriots OTAs. Steph Diggs in attendance today. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. And we'll get to the clip du jour next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Back here at Jones and Keith, WEEI. It is time for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, we were talking about another video from a Patriot that was making the rounds. Nothing to do with Steph Diggs, but Carlton Davis was having some fun on the water as well. A lot of water activities.
Sure was.
For these players. He was on a jet ski. Then it ended up kind of leading to some other questions that I'm still not sure have been answered. So he's in like low water. He's in, I assume, the ocean, right? Because there's like sand there.
Yeah, that looks like ocean. Yeah.
There's also two incredibly expensive like sports cars in the water.
Is that what those are?
Those look like cars, don't they?
I just thought those were jet skis designed to look like cars. Those are cars?
Are they? Is that even a thing?
I mean, look, I don't know. Keith,
you've seen this video, right? There's no way those are not cars. Or am I the crazy one? What is happening?
Keith, this is like when you take your kid to the grocery store and they get to drive around in the grocery cart that looks
like
it's a big
little car. That's a real car. My kids could be listening. That's a real car.
Text line says, oh my God, it's just a boat designed to make it look like a car. Keith, not a car. Look at the wheels, too high to touch the road.
A BYD Yangwang U8.
That's what that is?
That's what it says.
What does that go for? You got a price on that?
I can find out.
Yeah, let me know how much that costs.
Yeah, good.
So what I'll do is I'll put a little couple dollars a day aside.
Yep.
Starting price is approximately $150,000.
That's a lot
that's
of days.
A lot of days. That is a lot of days.
How many years is $150,000?
We could do a 360 turn in water.
It can do a 360 in water? These guys aren't taking it very deep, though. Does it have to stay like basically on
land? So it says it 360-degree turns, crab walks, and the ability to almost fully submerge underwater.
Dude, it's like the Tumbler. It's like it's like the Batmobile. Nolan.
Rather be golfing. And the Twitch chat says, Keith thinks kids sleep in real cars that aren't just beds.
If you want to drive them, then there's parked. You take the keys away from them at night so they don't drive away on you. I don't really know exactly what
the way
it is.
You framed it was there were very expensive sports cars in the water.
I also don't have the best vision.
No, that's true.
So what I saw looked like Ferraris and Lamborghinis in the water. So I was like, what are you guys doing? That's going to wreak havoc under the hood there.
All right, dribs and drabs out of OTAs. You ready for this?
Yeah, is this about the jet skis?
One related to Carlton Davis.
Oh, okay.
Another absence for him.
He's not there.
So he must still be jet skiing it up.
Well, he's having fun.
He, Marcus Jones, Tyrese Robinson, Kendrick Bourne, all not present. Mac Hollins is in street clothes, didn't participate.
Street clothes, no shoes.
Definitely no shoes. Steph Diggs was there, as you know. Apparently, Jelani Tavai got hurt at this practice today.
Okay.
They had to stop practice for a little bit. And sounds like a big bounce back day for Drake May.
There you go.
Andrew Callahan says May was 14 out of 16. No picks.
Ooh.
B-plus day for the QBs.
Let's go!
May completed 5 intermediate slash deep balls and took, well, this isn't great,
what?
3 quote-unquote sacks.
That's right. That's a good rush.
Diggs was limited, no
that's
team
good
drills.
Good day for him last year.
Yeah.
3 sacks, that's it.
14 and 16? Yeah.
All right.
Diggs limited, no team drills. So he's out there, but he's not doing the full stuff. Retweeted one video from Cadlick where he was getting outrun by Kayshon Booty.
That's an NFL receiver.
Which I don't know if I love that.
Kayshon's not coming off a torn ACL at that age.
No, he's not. Vrabel called him fat last week, but he's not coming off a torn ACL.
That's a positive update, though. You want a positive offensive update, and you got one.
That's exactly what we got today. So good stuff. We got Diggs there and a positive update from May, so I'm happy on both counts. I will talk more about that tomorrow. I'm sure WEEI Afternoons will have more on this. Crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. The day after the Red Sox win today, get a free kids meal with every adult entree purchase. The 99 Restaurant, the official family restaurant of the Boston Red Sox. Andy Hart, what do you got today?
I think we'll be talking about Stephon Diggs because I was just watching that Cadillac video. I think he's got a little hitch in his giddy up there.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, when he tries to chase him down the sideline, I don't. And he should. I don't expect him to be ready for camp. No. I actually, seeing him on the field today and seeing him doing some of these
that's
drills.
That's a good sign.
Yeah, he's ahead of the schedule that I had in my head. But yeah, I've sort of put him out of sight, out of mind in this wide receiver competition I think you're going to see him in a red shirt, quite honestly, more often than not, probably in the summer.
You think he's ready week one?
No.
Me neither.
Yeah. No.
And now, then look, I'm happy he's out there today. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
but
this is a good
I don't
sign.
Think he's going to be ready week one.
Well, it's a good sign he didn't get cut. It's a good sign that he is out there and capable of running. And we see it with our own, well, not our own eyes. We're not there, but at least Cadillac's camera instead of the production camera that Diggs has putting all these videos up on social media that I can't necessarily trust. So, yeah, we'll start with some reaction to this whole Diggs situation, which feels like less of a situation today than when we left on Friday.
True. Why do you think he's out there? You think they mess with his money
they
and they threaten
his
roster spot?
Out there. Yeah.
You think it's just that, though? You don't think it was the avalanche, and Giardi was some of this on Friday,
yep.
Of, oh, we might get cut, and Florio and Reese had details on his contract, and like, I think they threatened his money and they threatened his job and he got his ass here.
His money was threatened all along. I was glad everybody caught up to WEEI Afternoons when we were talking about the fact that they could cut him as long as their doctor is willing to play ball and say, no, he's not healthy. He can't.
Which is how you stay as the doctor.
Right. Usually those doctors do that. Yeah. That's how they keep the job. Then you could send him packing with really nothing on the hook. So, no, I think all these rumblings we heard, I think, clearly came from Vrabel, from the team. Like, send a message out there to Diggs.
To get him here.
We're not effing around. And even Giardi was talking about the workout bonus and how, they put that in. Like, that's already sailed. It was 27 of 32 days or something. Like, clearly he's missed more than that. So, I think they slapped him around a little bit, so to speak, behind the scenes to tell him to take this seriously because they need him, apparently, as a pass catcher and a leader and whatever the hell else they want from him.
Okay, more on this. Right. WEEI Afternoons. Right. Ya got Hart. Ya got Fitzy. Stay tuned. They come your way at 2 o'clock. We will talk to you tomorrow on a Tier Tuesday, on a Tommy Tuesday, which is a good day for Tom, after OTAs today. And we got a key for madness for you. All that tomorrow at 10, right here on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.